Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap with me, Paige Estratore, representing Financial Services Online. Today, Monday, July 15th, 2024, we bring you key stories outlining the latest in Australia's economic and financial landscape. Starting off with some economic news, Australia is staring down the barrel of its most severe consumer recession since the early 90s. Our nation is experiencing static economic growth and a concerning 1.3% decline in per capita real GDP, a statistic calculated over the last five quarters ending in March this year. This grim situation is underlined by a stark 7.6% drop in household consumption since mid-2022, the highest contraction we've seen in six decades. Enhanced by climbing interest rates, stagnant wages, and ballooning living costs, the current recession paints a stressful picture for the Australian household. Despite governmental relief measures, household confidence and spending remain low. Recovery seems more complicated, unlike past recessions, especially with the uncertainties of the global economy at play. But in these challenging scenarios, the resilient Australian financial professionals are expected to uncover opportunities in advisory areas and through the creation of innovative financial products that could assist households in distress. Move over to insurance news. A homeowner has won a significant dispute against Hollard Insurance relating to damages from ground movement due to pipe leakage. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, sided with the homeowner. They dismissed Hollard's claims of long-term soil issues, crediting the unexpected water release for the damage. It's a refreshing reminder of homeowner rights and enforces the importance of AFCA in ensuring fair claims evaluation. In banking news, four major Australian banks, that's ANZ, Commonwealth Bank, Westpac, and Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, are due to refund close to $30 million to their lower-income customers. The refunds seek to rectify excessive fees and will impact approximately 2 million financially struggling Australians. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission's review prompted this move, and it sparked a broader conversation about equitable banking practices and financial fairness. And in industry innovation news, QBE is stepping up its game by introducing enhancements in claims handling. They are learning from their experiences with the 2022 Australian floods and bringing proactive measures that include comprehensive evaluations of complex residential claims and improved communication tools. They've even trialed geospatial technology to hasten commercial claims processing during Cyclone Jasper. It's a clear signal of QBE's commitment to leveraging technology and feedback for better service, especially as we face increased disasters due to climate change. As we wrap up, our target audience of Australian consumers should stay informed, seek advice where needed, and stay resilient during these testing times. That's all we have for today. I'm Paige Estratore on behalf of Financial Services Online. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to your company again tomorrow. For more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au.